I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Something stunning hit Pakistani primetime TV viewers last month. The final episode of a popular show boldly tackled the nation's struggle with false blasphemy accusations and lynch mob violence. Floyd Brobel with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says,
"It's a unique situation where this was not perpetrated by Christian groups. They weren't pastors. It seems to be from the entertainment community, recognizing that there is an issue in Pakistan and recognizing that, hey, we don't want this to be a part of our culture in Pakistan."
Mob attackers are rarely held accountable, even when people have been killed. Please pray that this TV show leads Pakistanis to call on their government to stand for justice, and pray that minority believers will boldly press forward with the gospel in this cultural moment. And Iranians will celebrate the Persian New Year this month along with its themes of rebirth, purity, and light. Do those sound familiar? Denise Godwin and the team at International Media Ministries think so. Through filming the story of Esther from a Persian perspective, they hope to point Iranians to the true King of Light and Life, Jesus Christ.
We are grateful for the opportunity to serve God and serve the Iranians in this way, though we are finding there's a lot of spiritual conflict on the journey.
Observance of Ramadan this month adds spiritual weight to Iranian ministry. Pray that Muslims seeking to hear from Allah would find God's truth in the gospel. Meanwhile, the story of Esther is central to another March celebration, Purim, the Jewish festival commemorating deliverance from Haman. Pray for Jewish communities. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.